Hello, listeners. You are listening Compassion for All Animals podcast channel, and I'm your host, Abhishek. Today's topic is animal welfare importance. What are the related things that human welfare and animal welfare is important? So, let's start. Basically, lots of persons will ask you that those who are working with animal welfare or something like that, people will judge you that, oh, you are working with animal welfare, so suppose you are not being connected with human welfare. Animal welfare and human welfare is not similar, or blah 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 things. But this thing is really don't work. In reality, there has lots of researches are done by different type of organizations that it has a really impactful way. Like when we are talking about, there has a lots of data that are shown on the researches that when a small or kids like around 10 15 12 13 14, this adolescent age group, those person, those children were deployed on, like, they are beating the dogs, they are beating on cats, they were doing, like, in modern time, the TikTok, the craze of TikTok, it has round of it's really fascinated by the like, you have few videos on social media that some teenagers were just try to kill with brutal way the kill the cats, the dog, they were burn them, they were just beat them with their legs or with any kind of tools that they can get. They are doing all type of thing. Okay, you will get the news on social media or newspaper also, but in the study there has a huge amount of thing that the data shown us that those type of incident, that those who are the teenager group, that they are performing cruelty toward animal in their later age, like when they are turned to be adult or something, or when we they did adolescent, okay, they turn adult, they are more inhuman toward human being. Okay, they are starting doing like rape, they are starting doing all the inhuman way of killing someone, they are doing stealing some property, they are doing all type of bad thing in their adulthood. So it is when we are giving our children, okay, the parents should give each and every children of them that compassion toward all animals is really important. Without spreading the compassion, without spreading the knowledge about, oh, there has a few I have seen few incident that their mother, the children, like 5 years, 6 year old baby girl or baby boys, that their parents were just in roadside, they were just try to hit the dog or cat. This thing is happening especially in dog. Okay, the stray dogs were everywhere in the street. Okay, you will get to understand that this thing is happening. They were try to teach them, oh, don't touch the dog. They were more likely, like when the 5 years, 6 years, six, seven, ten years babies, 10 years baby, okay, they were like to touch the dog. They would like to give the dogs or cat pampered. Okay, they touch, they want to touch, and their parents, especially moms, were just shouting at them that don't touch them. They will bite you. Okay, this thing is common. especially in my area or every part of area. So this thing is quite common, but few of parents will definitely encourage their children to pamper the dog, the stray animal, everywhere. There's a few parents is still there. Okay, they try to teach the compassion. Okay, whenever we teach our children, they are the future generation. So when we try to teach our future generation a compassionate way to love all animals, all stray animals, okay, just because of that, the relation between humans and animals are really, really old. We lose the connection, okay? And when we're talking about human welfare, it is even important to protect or to teach our children the compassion toward all living sentient beings. All the stray animals, all the animals in the planet, we try to teach them, yeah, this is really important for you children, that you should love, try to love, don't try to hurt any animals, don't try to beat any dogs or cats in the street. So, human and animal welfare are really, really work with a string, okay? It is working like a weighing machine, like old style weighing machine, okay? You will get to understand the balance should be there. Like human welfare and animal welfare are just a matter of balancing. Without balancing, when we lose the balance, the deterioration of the society or the deterioration of the animal kingdom and all, we all are earthlings. We should understand the fact we all are earthling. We humans are not superior. We are not superior. Like we have been told from the childhood that humans are the superior animals in the planet. We have ruled the world on blah 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 things. But this thing is really, really not working in modern time, or it is not true absolutely. We should compassionate when we are all earthling. Meaning of earthling is we are all connected with each and every creature in the world. So we cannot live without animals, and animals we cannot disagree the fact when the any kind of insects or animal extinction will happen very, very fast. And that's the reason behind this is global warming, deforestation, factory farming, everything, the inhuman way of seeing the stray animals. So this thing is the main. So try to teach everybody's children. It's our responsibility to teach our children how to be compassionate, how to spread compassionate toward all the sentient being in the mother nature. We are not superior. We are not the, we all are earthling, and we are coexist in the mother nature. There are no planet B. Okay, so be compassionate. Stay blessed, stay happy. Okay, thank you for listening my podcast, and please do subscribe or share my podcast as much as you can, and you're on your favorite podcasting media or podcasting channel. Okay, podcasting platform like Castbox, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, whenever. Please do share your reviews on how you are connected with me, my podcast, or not. Okay? Thank you. Stay blessed. Stay compassionate. Please teach or share your compassion toward all living sentient beings. Thank you. Thank you for staying with me.